Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, the number to be part of our conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. You probably already have it saved in your phone. I know that, but maybe there's somebody new listening. 833-563-2539. All right. Now, I've been told we needed to make an apology. Now, is this everybody apologizing to me, or what exactly is going on here? Because I'm all ears for an apology.
No, we're not making an apology. Yes. We are,
of course not,
talking about the ways that we are apologizing wrong, apparently.
To me.
No, just to anyone. I have no apologies to make to you at this moment.
You never have. I think it's time to let it out. But okay, explain the apologies.
Okay, I first have a question. Have you all ever, when you were apologizing to anyone, have said, I'm sorry you felt...
Yes.
Like, I'm sorry you felt angry. I'm sorry you felt hurt by the things
say,
that I said.
Well, I'm sorry you felt that way.
That's Alex's leading line.
That is wrong.
Why?
Because it says that it's common, but it only invalidates the feelings of the person that you're apologizing to. It puts the blame on them.
Yeah, exactly, because they're wrong. They shouldn't feel upset.
That's not the point of an apology. So, like, if you said, I'm sorry you felt hurt by what I did, when it comes to apologizing, be sincere and humble.
Ugh, hate the H word.
Yeah, I've never heard Alex and the word humble in the same sentence except for when she sings a Kendrick Lamar song.
So, like, if you don't want resentment after you apologize, the whole point of it is forgiveness, and you should not be saying, I'm sorry you felt, which I literally say every single time I'm apologizing to someone.
Okay, what else are we
and
not
then
supposed to do?
You're not supposed to over-explain. Providing context for why you treated someone a certain way is one thing. Explaining your actions to the point that it becomes an excuse is another. Also, very, very guilty for it.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, so it says, for example, let's say your friend recently went through a horrible breakup and felt like you weren't there for her. If you're like, oh, I'm so sorry, I had to plan a baby shower, and then I had to cover someone's shift at work, and then, like, I had plans with my boyfriend, I had tickets to this concert, but it's a over-explaining that makes it sound like an excuse.
So that was something I literally said to somebody.
Yeah, no, I literally did that the last time I had to apologize. Someone I literally planned out my entire weekend for them on, like, why I didn't show up for them.
Well, that's your fault too. Just as a side note, just so people know, if you schedule something, make time for it. If you don't have time, say you don't have time for it.
Right. And so they say instead, say, I'm sorry I've been MIA. I've been feeling overwhelmed recently. Okay.
Okay.
That is
so, like,
Liz's
instead
go-to.
Of explaining everything and, like, making an excuse to say, like, you know what, that's my fault. I've been feeling overwhelmed, like, whatever. And then your timing of it is off. This one says, an ideal apology doesn't come too early or too late. Mm. In terms of earliness, sometimes people need a minute to chill out, cool down,
that's me.
Calm
that's
their
me.
Feelings. You need some time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk, like, when I'm in a relationship, if we're fighting and we have a big blow-up fight, I cannot stand. That is my number one thing. Cannot stand immediately hashing it out. I have to take a couple days, and then, like, on my own, I will deal with it and I will get over being upset with you. But I can't even, it makes my skin crawl to immediately talk things out. But, like, most guys that I have dated immediately are like, let's talk about it. And I'm like, no, I need to be by myself. Please don't talk to me for, like, 7 hours.
Why do you like to sit and stew on it? That's the best
I don't stew
thing.
On it. That's the thing. Like, I think about it for a little bit, but then I just need a break
I
from the
like
person.
I feel like you need, like, to digest something.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I think you need to get
digest.
It out of your system. Just digest. Like, do it quickly. Don't let it sit for
that
2 days.
That makes me more upset. Like, so if I keep, like,
I could never
if I
date
go,
you.
If I go into it and we, like, start hashing it out immediately, then that just makes me more mad at you.
Right.
But if I, like, basically forget about it, then I'm not upset.
All right. So this one says, if you go too late, then it makes the other person feel like you don't care. So you have to find, like, a middle ground. So I guess, like, base it on, like, how explosive the argument was and find a middle ground between that. But they say always just remember, like, better late than never.
Okay.
Okay. Also, have you guys ever done this? Like, I'm sorry, but...
Yes, anytime you put a button something, it really doesn't mean what you say before that.
Yeah, it says, is saying that is an excuse that undermines the sincerity of the words that came before it. The most successful apologies are short, genuine, and typically include just three parts. An acknowledgement of how your action affected the person, and I'm sorry, and a plan of attack for what you're going to do to make sure you don't do it again.
Ooh, that's good. That's good stuff,
Liz. I need
Liz.
To, like, literally, like, transcribe this and, like, put it up in my apartment. So like, I never forget this.
Words to live by with Liv.
Words to live by. Who knew?
Wow. So when are you going to start putting this into practice for me at work here?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
What about Pork Chop? You guys are pretty mean to him too. I feel like you owe some apologies to Pork Chop.
You know, are the meanest out of any of us when it comes to beating up on Pork Chop. It's you who's
the
meanest.
Yeah, you beat up on Pork Chop more
Chop,
than any of us.
I mean, Pork Chop, you're free to speak. Have I ever beat up on you once?
I mean, you shouldn't have said once because, yeah, like, you have.
Yeah, but you messed up royally at your job, though.
That's rare, but.
You definitely, this is an example, you definitely beat up on Pork Chop.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'll the take month. It. Let's hear a sincere.
But if you had to say, Pork Chop, who owes you like
an apology?
Yeah, who owes you the most apologies for how they treat you? Is it me, Joe, or Liv?
Oh, this is so
That's
good.
A very loaded question.
Oh, why is it so loaded?
Yes, explain, please. I have all day.
I don't know, because.
Stop being a pansy and just tell us.
Okay, wow. I guess.
He's going to say Alex.
Just say
who are
it.
You torn between? Is it all three or is there two? Let's narrow it down to two.
Joe and Alex are even.
Excuse me?
Yeah. That works. We're both the hosts of the show.
All the calls I get from you about Liv the Web Girl,
and now
you're not going to talk about it on air?
You guys, let's practice what I just preached.
Okay.
What I just taught you guys.
And I'll tell you whose apology is the most sincere.
Okay.
Pork Chop.
You're going first?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
In case you say something good that I wanted to say, then I can circle back around. Hey, Pork Chop. It's your buddy Joe here. You know, we had that like little disagreement the other day, a little fight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to apologize for what I said during the heat of the moment when we had that incident.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you actually do your job like you're supposed to, you're pretty decent at it. And
that is
already.
Like literally dripping in ingenuineness.
Yeah, and I was
disingenuine.
I was once told by someone that if you say apologize instead of I'm sorry, you don't actually mean it.
Oh,
let me see if I'm any better. Let me see if I'm better.
Alex does here.
Pork Chop, I'm sorry you're so sensitive, and I'm sorry that you have a big lesbian crush on me.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.